Hi, I'm Patrick Delahanty, and I'm here at SAC Anime Winter 2015. SAC Anime was held the first weekend of January 2015 at the Sacramento Convention Center, right in the heart of downtown Sacramento, California. Some of the events were over at the Sheraton Hotel across the street. And this is my second year at SAC Anime Winter. They also do one in the summer on Labor Day weekend. And I haven't been able to make it to that one because Dragon Con, and that's always taken precedence for me. But SAC Anime Winter, last year I was here with Shannon Morse, and we did a report, and we both had a lot of fun. And this year I'm flying solo at the convention because she's off at CES. But I had a lot of fun this weekend too, and went to the Masquerade, and I recorded the whole thing, so I'm going to have footage of that up soon, if it's not already. And the Masquerade, let me spend a minute talking about that, because it was... It needs a little bit of work, I think. When we first got seated, there was a guy who was just sitting up front, telling jokes, talking to the audience. Not really a big formal performance. He was just sitting on the edge of the stage, just trying to kill time. And because the seating for the Masquerade takes a while, they may want to look at a better way to do the seating, because they had people coming in groups of maybe 50 people. They would have them seated, and then they would bring in another group of 50 people. I think they really need to look at changing the seating procedure to have a continuous flow of people. Maybe have some go off to the right and then keep flowing, and then divert people to the left and have those people sit and then back to the right, and keep the flow of people excuse me, keep the flow of people moving so that people can get seated faster. And they did have people directing people to seats, so that was good, because it's in a large room. And because it's in a large room, you might want to put in some big screens on the side. There was a screen on the left side, but it had the SAC Anime logo projected on it the entire time. There was no screen on the right. And it surprised me. I thought they had a camera in the room, and I thought that they would use the screen to, you know, follow around the Masquerade entrance and zoom in so anybody who's sitting on the sides or way in the back would have an easier time seeing. But it just kept the logo there, and it was only on the left side, so that was a bit odd. The Masquerade starts, and they had a lot of skits come on, and some really great skits. They had two Hakune Miku cosplayers back to back, which seemed a little weird because they both did songs. And if I was running the Masquerade, I would have seen, okay, we've got two of the same cosplays, let's separate them and not have back to back performance by the same character in the same show. Halfway through, they did, well, apparently it's halfway through, I didn't realize it at the time, they moved to the walk-on contestants, and they walked across the stage and did stuff. Really awesome avatar group that did Fire Nation costumes. And then they went back to skits. And so I was with a friend, and we kind of looked at each other like, oh, they're not done. And so there were more skits that came, and then the judges went off to make their decision, and while that happened, they brought the karaoke winners to sing a bit. And so they had the third, second, and first place karaoke entrants perform for the audience. And they were great. I'm not a huge fan of karaoke conventions. You'll never catch me singing. I never even set foot in the rooms, typically. But these were really good performances, and I gotta hand it to these people because they have talent. And at that point, the judges were still making their decisions, so the MC kind of just stalled for time, did the same thing that he was doing during seating, until finally Yaya Han and her fellow judges were able to come out and announce the winners. And some really good entrants, and I like who they chose. But so that's Masquerade. I went to some panels, and they have a lot of panel rooms that are really good size for large panels. I went to one last night that had a bunch of voice actors, and they were just, you know, riffing off each other, and then they did a radio play, and that was hilarious. They did an episode of Flash Gordon. And they were all doing different voices for different characters and German accents. I can't do it, but they were awesome. And that was a lot of fun to watch. But it was in a good room. There's a lot of panel rooms in the various sizes, and it's really good for all their panel programming. And let's see, they've got video game rooms over at the Sheraton. There's some just gaming rooms. There's video rooms, of course, and obviously karaoke. What I mentioned last year, one of the great things I liked here was a cosplay gathering area. And that's outside when they have scheduled times for a lot of popular shows where people in character from those shows can come and do group photos. When I first arrived at the convention, I got here Friday night because I had some stuff going on Friday. And so I got here just after 9 p.m. And I had looked on the website to see when registration closed. And it had hours for Thursday. It said it started whatever time until 10 p.m. So I thought, okay, I'm here after 9, should be good. And I wasn't really sure where to go. I found the info desk and signs saying registration at a table in the Sheraton that was abandoned. This is just after 9 and there's nobody there to be found. Nobody sitting at this table. And so it's like, okay, I don't know where to go. So it was Saturday morning that I discovered, oh, the registration is in this room behind, because there were actually people at the info desk and I could ask them. And so that was a bit confusing when I arrived, and the hours should have been on the website for registration for the on-site when they would be, but I didn't see it. The whole SAC Anime website, it's pretty much the same site. They just change summer, winter, and they change the year, but they pretty much keep the same site running. And I did have some problems. I was submitting a form before the convention at one point to apply for something, and I got an error after I submitted. And so I had to email and say, yeah, your form didn't work. Did you get my information? And apparently it's a known problem. They just hadn't fixed it. So I hope the website, I think, really needs a revamp. And the convention's getting bigger, and I think the website kind of still reflects the small convention of a few years ago that this apparently used to be before I started coming here. I've heard rumors for next year that they plan to expand this dealer's room and kind of push out into another hall, which is currently main events, and then they'll push that. I've heard that may go to a theater nearby, like part of this complex, or maybe it'll expand. On the other side of the convention center, there's currently a home show. And so those people are nice and quiet, and they don't get in our way like some, if it was some Rough Riders show, which is apparently next weekend. And so it's a really good environment, although downtown Sacramento, I've heard some stories of people, you know, being offered illegal things or, you know, seeing drug deals go down in front of them. At night, I would not recommend going out alone, especially if you're young. But if you're with a group, it seems like a safe environment. And there's a lot of great restaurants around. Last year, I had mentioned a soup place. And I haven't tried it this year, but I think I'm going to go there for lunch today, because I'm really hoping they have clam chowder or potato chowder, something. And something warm, because it's kind of cold for California. A bunch of other restaurants. We went to a place last night called Bento Box, and it was half-price sushi, and it was really good. We had a large group, and they wouldn't split the check, so that was a bit of a pain, but it was really good food. There's a lot of good places to eat. And that's SAC Anime in a nutshell. If you're in Northern California, you should probably come here. It's a pretty good con. I would say it's average. There's really nothing about this that makes it, oh my God, it's amazing, everybody has to come to this. It's a good con. They don't really do anything wrong. They've got a lot of good guests, which I forgot to mention. A lot of American voice actors. They've got some artists, and yeah, something for everyone, I guess. And yeah, so if you're at all interested in anime, SAC Anime, I mean, this dealer's room here is huge. Actually, this is the Artist Alley section, which is combined with the dealer's room, kind of like split down the middle. But tons of artists, and they all seem to be having a good time. And a lot of dealers selling all sorts of stuff, including those alpacas still, which I guess they're from some show, but everybody loves them. So keep the alpacas going. And yeah, so Northern California, come on up to the SAC Anime. There's one on Labor Day weekend, and it will be again next January. So think about pre-registering. And oh, if you stay at a hotel, the Sheraton is good, the Hyatt is good, the Courtyard is good, and it has a kitchen. So those are good hotel options right in the area. There's some a little further out that are kind of sketchy. So if you see a cheap rate, you might want to think twice, or check the reviews on the hotel, because I've heard reports. One of my friends stayed at a hotel. I don't recall the name of it, and I don't want to accuse somebody else of it, but check the reviews, because she had bugs in her room. So if you're not at one of the official con hotels, definitely check the reviews. But anyway, I've gone on too long. This is SAC Anime, and had a great time, and love to see you here next year.